Tim, how would you describe the role of an event technologist before the pivot and now in this new reality?
The role before and now, it really for us in the work that we're doing hasn't really changed. The work before was really working with the client to understand the needs of the event that they were running, and then defining the technology solution to meet those needs. Right now, it's the same. I mean, obviously for us it's different because we're looking at different technologies and working with, sometimes some different partners that we didn't work with before because of, events doing going virtual as opposed to in person, but we're still understanding their needs and meeting it with our technology recommendations. So it's pretty close to what it was.
What measures of success do you have, or in other words, how do you know when you've done a good job?
Yeah, so it's kind of in line with what we do at ITA Group to measure success of, anything we do, and specific to an event, it's staying close to the client as we work through getting everything set up to make sure they're satisfied with the solution that we're putting together for them. And then, touching base with attendees to understand how they felt about the event, and then subsequently touching base with the client afterwards with some surveys and really understanding their satisfaction levels. And then as we understand that, then potentially adjusting things for the next time we run an event for them.
What is the hardest part of your job as an event technologist?
It's a little bit, this time right now is kind of a amplification of what I think is the hardest part, and that is there's so many different providers getting into the virtual meeting space that then we're kind of flooded with, do we use this technology or this technology or this technology? There's just a lot of technology available for running events. And so that's probably the hardest part is just really picking through that to find the best ones that ITA Group wants to partner with.
How do you stay up to date then with all this bombardment, these latest trends, particularly right now?
Yeah, the way our team's designed is we have somebody specifically to do that. So working with our teams, when we start talking to clients about an event, then we have a person in our technology space that is there to understand their needs. And then, as a part of that, they understand all the potential partners and technologies that we may use for this event. And so, when they're not working directly with clients, they're off trying to figure out, staying up to date with the latest and understanding, what direction we're going to go 6 months, a year, or 2 years from now.
What advice do you have for people as they look to pivot to digital?
I think that the advice I would give them is just approach it the same way you approach their event you're doing today, and let the people that understand, the execution side of that, let them be your experts, because not everybody's going to spend the time to figure out exactly how do I take my face-to-face event and make it virtual. But there are people like us that do that, and we're in it on a daily basis. So trust us. And then, when you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with your event to go virtual, just think about it the way you think about your event today. What am I trying to accomplish? What are my goals and objectives? Keep them the same, and then just how we execute, that's going to be different.
Thank you so much. That's it. That's a
Yeah.
wrap.